Can you talk about the results of the findings that you presented at ASCO?
So in this clinical trial, if you look at the objective response rate, it was 8% with ZD6474 and a stable disease rate of around 35%. So a little better than a 40% overall benefit rate.
Stable for how long?
Stable for a four-week confirmation of the stable, so 8 weeks or longer.
And how many patients were enrolled?
There were over 80 patients in each arm. So if we had done just a phase two trial, those results would have been, I think, of modest interest. This study is a good example of where a randomized phase two trial design is very valuable because we have a control arm. And what we didn't know is that for whatever reason, this population of patients as a whole were fairly refractory to an EGFR-targeted agent. And the 80-plus patients that were randomized to gefitinib, there was only one objective responder and a stable disease rate, I think, again, of around 30%. So overall, the clinical benefit rate with ERESA is much less than we've seen in prior trials with ERESA. For example, the IDEAL-2 trial or the ISIL trial that was conducted where it was randomized versus placebo, where the objective response rate was around 8.5%.